And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Well, I'm telling you right now, making common sense like a superpower. Hey, listen, we're doing number one of the Triple Dipper, election integrity. And folks, I'm going to tell you, we should continue to care deeply about election integrity. Because it's, first of all, it's a sacred right. I mean, there are places in the world where people have never even had the idea of what it means to vote. In fact, I'm just gonna pause for a moment and just tell you just a personal story, if you don't mind. I mean, so Baghdad, 2004. I'll never forget, and I've told this story once sometime on the show in the past, so some of y'all may have heard it, bear with me. But the reality, Baghdad, 2004. The war was still fresh. The invasion happened in, you know, spring of 2003. I got there in early 2004. And one of my jobs, aside from all the combat operations and things we had going on, was to interact with the new efforts towards democratic governance. And so I would wind up interacting with the first ever elected city council in Baghdad. And people were still figuring out what it meant just to be free, but they had no idea what it meant to truly vote. And y'all, I'll never forget this. I'm sitting in a meeting once with the district council. And this district council was considering what to do about someone who apparently had resigned because their family had been threatened, and they decided that it was not safe for them to be on the council anymore. Well, that was everybody, by the way. But this one guy decided he couldn't come back. And so one of the members said, I think we need to replace this individual. And I looked at these people who were sitting there trying to figure it out. My interpreter is going through all the, you know, the language translation for me. And he says, sir, what they're saying right now is they believe that they want a chance to perhaps nominate someone. And you could see the look on their faces like they're about to be doing something wrong. But it's just a group of men sitting around a table. But y'all, I'm watching history. And this district council, what they did was they actually said, well, I believe we will open the floor then for nominations. The chairman said that. Dr. Abdul Qadim was his name. And Dr. Qadim was just a great man who was later, he barely survived an assassination attempt. His vice chair, Sheikh Majid, was assassinated. And they were friends of mine. I call them friends. But Dr. Qadim says, I believe we can take nominations. And somebody threw out a name and they said, okay, then I believe we close nominations. But then he looked at the back of the room where I was sitting. I was a major at the time. I had my battalion commander there with me, Colonel Sexton. And he says, Lieutenant Colonel Sexton, what do you think? And Colonel Sexton, to his credit, he didn't blink. He says, it's your council. And they all kind of went, huh. And then somebody called for a vote. And y'all, I kid you not, it was like they were raising their hands slowly and also kind of almost like ducking their heads, like they were not sure they were going to get in trouble. And then they realized they counted the votes, and they were ecstatic. I mean, they started laughing and they started clapping. And it was just cool to watch, because I realized I'm watching a room full of people. And by the way, I still carry that picture around in my wallet. I've got a picture that's with me right now that I carry around in my wallet that is literally of that group of men sitting at that table that day, because I watched history being made. A vote is sacred. We should always, always care about election integrity and what the laws say about elections. We don't ever want to be in a position, and I don't care whether you believe 2020 was stolen or whatever else, but the reality is this: you ought to at least know that you got good laws. You should care about what your Secretary of State says and does. You should care about what your local voting officials say and do. I've told you before, as an attorney, I was actually present on a case working for a lady who ran for a city council race. City council, just a small town city council. She lost by one vote. But we identified that there were like 9 provisional ballots that seemed like they should have been counted that had not been counted. They had been discounted because allegedly the people didn't live in the district. Well, we knew otherwise. So we challenged it and we had to go to court. And the awful thing was we won, but when they opened the 9, she still lost 5-4 on those, which means she actually lost by one vote. I told the judge, I said, it's a heck of a thing, judge. I won the case and lost the race. But nonetheless, every vote matters. Every vote. Well, coming up right now, 2024, I mean, 2024 could be another very close year. You take a look at the polls right now. And you know, take polls for a grain of salt, but you take a look at the polls, it could be a very close year. if we continue with the way we're looking at right now, if it winds up being the top tier candidates are still Biden and Trump, well, now we also have Robert Kennedy saying he's going to run as an independent. And then we have Cornel West saying he's going to run as an independent. Well, independents, they have some high hurdles. They got to, depends on their state laws, but they've got to do certain things to get on the ballot, like, you know, having a number of different signatures on a petition, that kind of thing. So it's not like it's a done deal. They might be on in 15 states, but not on the rest. But right now, a recent poll came out, story here from Daily Wire. Daily Wire's got this piece saying the independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. took nearly a quarter of the vote in a new poll. Wow. By the way, it's not a small, out-of-the-way poll. It's a real-deal poll. It says the results of a Quinnipiac University national poll released on Wednesday, and this came out yesterday, showed that Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, as an independent, scores 22% support among registered voters. Y'all, that's huge. That is huge for an independent. I mean, that's getting up there with, like, Ross Perot level. Joe Biden, 39%. Donald Trump, 36%. At this point, what we're looking at is Kennedy could wind up being the spoiler. I don't think he's going to get elected. I really don't. But what we're looking at here is Kennedy could wind up being the spoiler. He could be the one that makes a difference. And then on top of that, if you have the four-way contest with Cornel West, who's a wild man. I'm just saying, that dude's a wild man. But Cornel West, a left-wing activist who's running as an independent, it puts Kennedy slightly lower, but that puts then you've got Biden at 36, Trump at 35. Kennedy 19, West at 6. Y'all, these independents, they could wind up making a huge difference. So what I'm saying is this. This year is going to be very close. All the more reason to care about election integrity. Because if the integrity of the laws, if the adherence to the laws is not going to be upheld, then as close as the vote could be, everything will matter. And listen, I will come back to it on a regular basis. Bush v. Gore. When George W. Bush, by the way, can you imagine if Al Gore had been president at 9/11? My God. But Bush v. Gore, you want to talk about every vote counts? They got down there in Dade County, Florida, the last county in one of the major states with the Electoral College vote still untapped. It all came down to Florida. Who was going to get Florida's votes? And then it all came down to one county. They couldn't figure it out. They had this weird system where you had to poke the paper with a sharp object. And if you didn't poke it hard enough, did they mean to poke it? Is that really? And then we learned about things called hanging chads. Well, hanging chads is just basically the little piece of paper that hangs off the back once you poke it with the stick. And so they were actually counting hanging chads. Some of y'all remember this. I've got friends that actually worked in that election. Y'all, I want to say, and I may be off on the number slightly, Bush won Dade County, Florida, after all was said and done, by a mere 360 votes. And because of that, he won the election. What does that mean? The entire nation sat for weeks watching one state, watching one county, watching one polling site, coming down to just a few hundred votes for the national election to be decided. Don't think for a second your vote doesn't count. Every vote counts. I don't care if you believe your candidate's going to win or not, you vote. I don't care if you believe that the election laws are not where they should be, you vote. Don't give away the vote. Go and make it count. At the same time, we're going to keep our eyes on what's going on with election laws, because I'm going to tell you a story here in a minute when we get back that just came out yesterday about a little bitty town in Connecticut that just had their entire mayoral primary thrown out. They just counted the votes, and then they found video. I'll tell you what, I won't tell the whole story, but it's the kind of thing where you look at it and go, dang, y'all, that was pretty brazen. And then, so here we are now thinking, my gosh, if it can happen at the small level, the micro, I believe it could also happen at the macro. And thank goodness for this judge who decided to step in and make things happen and say, we're going to invalidate that vote. You'll be going back to the polls again sometime soon. It's a heck of a thing. All right, listen, we got plenty more on tap. We're talking about election integrity. It's a topic that is near and dear to my heart. And I also tell you, by the way, if I think of it, about the small Alabama town that, It's I'll just tell you now. Uniontown, Alabama, just a few years ago, 112% of the population voted. How does that happen? 112%? I mean, you had dead people voting at that point. They were sending ballots to the cemetery for absenteeism. So all said and done, every vote matters, which is why the election integrity laws matter, period. All right, Boomer, I can't see anything right now, so you tell me if the music's playing and I'll keep talking. In the meantime, I'll tell you right now, too, if you want to text in or call in, 833-687-4448. That's the same number for calling, 833-68-RIGHT. We'll cover down on your thoughts. I can see already that Wiley from Gunnersville is talking about voter integrity on his text messages, so I'll try to get some of those as soon as we get back as well. Y'all, wow, what a crazy day. Broadcasting right now from a secret location somewhere in the Birmingham area, getting ready for the Alabama Policy Institute dinner. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Bill Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two as I broadcast from a secret undisclosed location somewhere in the Birmingham area. Getting ready for the Alabama Policy Institute's dinner. By the way, API, I could care less if I told you where we are, but apparently the location that I'm at, they don't want anybody to know that they house nuclear missiles here. That's a very big deal. So anyway, all that to say, I'm stoked to be here. Glad to be with you guys. Hour number two, talking about election integrity. And before I get going, I got a bunch of text messages, and I can tell I got a caller on the line. So let me just grab that caller on the line. Boom. We'll see how this works on the remote. Jeff Rowe from Indiana. How you doing, Jeff?
Doing pretty good, Phil. Sitting down here in Falkville, just waiting to go north.
All right, man. So you're calling me early in the show today. Hadn't even got back on the road yet.
Yeah, no, I know it. It's a miracle, isn't it?
Usually I'm catching you when you're either just past Bucky's or getting stuck in traffic in Nashville, one or the other.
I know, but you got a subject here that's kind of touchy for me.
Oh, come on with it.
Well, you know, we got a judge throwing out this vote and everything that because it was, you know, a bad vote. Where was our judge when it come to the 2020 elections that we had states that didn't follow the Constitution? I guess our judges would have been the House and the Senate that went ahead and ratified votes that were illegal. And I love my old ex-governor, Mike Pence, but, you know, he should have thrown out the states that didn't have, you know, legal elections. And, you know, otherwise, why would he even be there? I mean, really, if it's just ceremonial, you know, why even have him there?
Yeah, I know. And we're, you know, the problem is we're 3 years removed and we're stuck with it now, but all the more reason to make sure that it never happens again. That's where we are now, right? So,
I look back on it now,
and I think 2020 should have an asterisk next to it. I mean, President Biden should have an asterisk next to his name forever because of this.
Yeah. It's just like the doped up batters, you know, and everything, whenever they're hitting all those home runs and stuff, you know, they got an asterisk by their name because they was doped up on steroids. But
you can't say Big Mac has an asterisk by his name. He hit those balls. They really went over the fence. I saw them.
Yeah, I guess they would too if you had a little help.
The voting laws in Indiana where you're at. You guys, I'm sure, have photo ID, right?
Oh yeah, photo ID, and sometimes you have to have something with your address and name on it and everything to.
Yeah.
You know, if you can't supply enough, so you have to have your phone bill or your gas or water bill and stuff. And it's photo ID all the way in Indiana. We don't have any problems whatsoever.
Alabama's the same way. In fact, I was there to help pass the photo ID law, and I remember the outcry was, you know, how it was gonna, it was insulting to me, in my opinion, to the very idea that they would say that there are certain classes of people that don't have the ability to get a photo ID. Well, they get a photo ID just by going to Costco. I mean, come on.
Come on, Phil, you're being racist now. Come on, these people, they never fly, they never go get driver's license, they never cash a check, they never do anything. I mean, come on now. We know that most of the population that don't do that, don't they?
Well, you know what? If anybody wants to be able to drive, if anybody wants to be able to own a firearm, or if anybody wants just all of it. So yeah, okay. Anyway, but you know what? I tell you what, though, John Merrill, when he was Secretary of State, he used to say, "I'll come to your house if need be," and a couple of times I think he did. He would bring the card making machine with him, and they set up mobile labs, and they would put it out saying, "We're going to be in your community giving out, you know, if you don't have a driver's license, we'll just give you a state photo ID," and it worked. Yeah. We have not had any problems.
Yeah, but I'm going to disagree with you on one thing.
What's that?
I don't think everybody should have the right to vote because I'm serious.
Well, who would you discount?
Well, I would discount, you know, there used to be, you should have to go answer a randomized question and absolutely have some ideal of what goes on in government. You should have to basically take the same test that the people who want to get in this country legally have to take just to be an American citizen, because our system has failed completely. We got people that says, you know, don't even know who they're voting for. I'm a Democrat. That's why I got to vote Democrat.
No,
what do they want to do? Well, I don't know, but they're all good people.
You can't make people take a test to be allowed. I mean, the only test they have is, are you a citizen? Are you a felon? And do you have a photo ID? That's the only test you can. I mean, you can't. That's you're going back to. I mean, we can't have things like poll taxes, and we can't have, you know, people having to qualify to be allowed to vote. We can't go down that road, Jeff. No more. That's all done.
Well, why can't felons vote? They're citizens, but they've been stripped of the right.
I think they have forfeited some of their rights, is what we're looking at. But that's also the law. We want to get that overturned. It's a legislative issue, but. Well, we have a long way to go on this, but right now the bottom line is people need to be paying attention, because 2024 is coming, and if you think your laws aren't tight enough, you better tell your legislature now.
Oh, I know. But anytime you've ever seen anybody that, you know, that does the polls people after they voted and everything and ask them any questions about who they voted for and everything, most of the Democrats, and I'm wanting to pick on them, but they don't even have a clue what they stood for, who they are, or anything else. They just went, I don't know anything about this person, but I was told I should vote for him, and that's all they know.
But the reality is we can't require a certain level of education. All we can require is you're a voting age, you're a citizen, and, you know, you haven't forfeited your rights under the law. And that's the bottom line, Jeff. I love you, but I'm not putting any poll taxes or tests in place. That ain't going to happen.
Oh, I know. But like I say, it's a shame that, well, we're in this mess right now because over half the people in America were dumb enough to vote for Joe Biden. Even with the illegalies, the illegal votes and everything else there was still that many people out there that don't have a clue.
No, it's you're absolutely. We agree on that. All right, man. Be safe on the road. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a good one, Phil.
See you, buddy. What else have I got here? Let me go grab a few of these if I can get my. Oh my gosh, this technology, man. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to get to these. There he goes. Text messages. Come on. Come on, phone. All right, listen. I'm going to try and get your text messages. If I don't read them, it's because my mouse pad is not cooperating. Let's see what we got here. John from Huntsville says, Phil, is it possible that Robert Kennedy Jr. will eventually drop out of the race, tell all his supporters to vote for Trump? Well, yeah, it's possible. I don't know that he will. Here's the thing. By the way, I think there's two-part question there, John. So will he drop out of the race? Maybe. I think he's going to have to get on the ballots in every state to be viable. And even then, I don't think it's going to be viable. But he has to, under every state's law, qualify as an independent because he doesn't have the party qualifications. So he has to. In Alabama, it requires you providing signatures on petitions, and that thousands of them. And I don't know what it is for a statewide candidate, but it's a lot. You have to provide a percentage of the number who voted in the last election. I don't know what it is in every state, but so he's got an uphill climb with that. But then the other thing is, would he endorse Trump? I don't know. You know, he was a Democrat at first. Now he's a disgruntled Democrat running as an independent. Would he actually swing over and vote for? I mean, he's not a conservative. I mean, he's conservative on some things, and he's definitely more conservative than Joe Biden. But Robert, don't mistake Robert Kennedy for a conservative. He's not coming in there saying that he's going to wind up being Reagan as an independent. He's not. So I don't know who he would endorse. He may just stay out. He may just take all his disgruntled 22% of the votes and go home. Jenny from Decatur says, my daughter and her whole family live in Uniontown. Regarding the time you're speaking of, her husband, her father-in-law, they all went to vote. When they looked down to write their name, her father-in-law noticed his deceased father had signed his name and voted. Wow. When he questioned the people at the voting station, he was told that he must be mistaken because that man had indeed voted. He told them they were mistaken because he knew his father was not alive and because he had been at his father's funeral. They just shrugged their shoulders. Wow, Jenny, that's crazy. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that because, yes, Uniontown, Alabama, a little small town, nice town for all we hear. But when like 112% of the population votes, you know you got a problem. At that point, they're pulling them out of the cemeteries, allegedly, to vote, as in this particular family member she just told me about. Jenny, thanks for the story. By the way, I remember telling somebody one time when we were passing the law in Alabama to go for voter ID. Somebody was talking about how this is not necessary, it doesn't matter. And Justin Bogey from API just walked by. Hey, buddy. But said it doesn't matter. And I said, look, the smallest town in my Senate district is the town of Ridgeville. Population is so small that the mayor won an election by a vote of 19 to 12. And I'm pretty sure that mayor would still care about voter integrity. All right, listen, Boomer, you go ahead and take us to the break, man, and give me the high sign when we're there because I can't always hear the music playing on this remote. But, yeah, we're going to take a break right now. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just like, you know, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, I'm pausing for the moment. This is what you do in a live remote, right? You see people walking by and you go, wait a minute, dude, get over here and get on the microphone. So I am pleased to have somebody on right now sitting here at the table with me in our secret undisclosed location where they house nuclear missiles. And it's Justin Bogey from the Alabama Policy Institute. Hey, man, how you doing?
Hey, Bill, glad I ran into you here. It's a good coincidence. And glad to come on and say hey for a second.
What are you doing with the nuclear missiles? Is there something to go back?
trying to keep them safe, protecting them all day.
You guys got the Alabama Policy Institute dinner tonight, and I saw the invite list. Looks like you got a big shindig laid on.
Yeah, you know, we got a really good crowd. It's the first time we've done this full dinner here in a few years. So we're excited about it. We've got a great speaker, Scott Rasmussen, coming on to talk about the election situation nationally and here in Alabama. So I think it'll be a really interesting show.
Yeah, I think so too. And this has been so API's dinner. I mean, before I was ever, he said, Boomer gives me the thumbs up. Bring that microphone closer to you. Just pick it up, man. Just pick it up. Be fine. But before I ever worked for API, before I was ever really, you know, keen on what API was doing, I was coming to the dinners, and it was always an event. And I think it shows the world, hey, not only are we here, but we got a lot of people that care about the fact that we're here, and we're going to celebrate the fact that we're here. And that's what y'all are doing tonight.
Yeah. And I think it'll be a great night. You know, we got several hundred people coming, kind of to, you know, we've been through some transition here the last few years, and it's kind of to reestablish ourselves, say we're still here. We're as strong as ever, and we're ready to work for the people of Alabama.
And I saw your new offices recently. That's pretty swanky.
Yeah. They're nice. Left downtown Birmingham, got a little further out. But it's been a great setup, great space for us, and you know, great place to do this good work out of.
Well, Justin, I appreciate you. You do great work. So for those of y'all that don't know Justin, Justin Bogey, he's the director of fiscal analysis, fiscal policy. Thank you, at the Policy Institute. But you got a long history of working with numbers. I mean, you were in. You were in Montgomery, what, with Legislative Fiscal Office?
Yeah, started there. My first kind of real job out of college, then moved to D.C. 4 or 5 years later, was up there 8.5, 9 years, moved back here right before COVID, and have been with API ever since. So
yeah, and with Heritage, too, for a while,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, with Heritage. I went from the Hill to Heritage for about 5 years. So yeah, I know where the federal dollars, state dollars, where the bodies are buried, so to speak.
Well, if you can hatch some of those, we'd appreciate it. But all right, man, listen, I'll be seeing you tonight in the banquet. Glad you're here. Congratulations on having a big event tonight. And I look forward to joining you for dinner later.
Great to see you. Thanks very much.
All right, man. Take care. Justin Bogey, Alabama Policy Institute, just happened to walk by the table and got snagged. That's the joys of a remote broadcast. But hey, listen, I've been sort of tarrying getting through some of this, but let me just jump on a few things. Election integrity. All right. First of all, know this. Story yesterday, I pulled this one off of Fox. There's a mayoral election, in up in Connecticut that just got thrown out. I mean, you look at it and go, wow, what in the world? But yeah, this mayoral election, they actually had video of, and I believe it was actually an election official, like somebody who worked in the registrar's office, stuffing ballots into a ballot collection box. Well, I thought, well, I guess they don't allow people then to have the ability to do ballot harvesting, they call it, where you go out and collect up some and bring them in. No, they don't actually. Connecticut, apparently the Connecticut law requires that the ballot deposit box can only be used by the person whose ballot it is. So it's a place for you to come and drop your ballot off, not for somebody to walk up with a bag full and stuff them in there. That's called ballot box stuffing. They said that they actually reviewed more than 2,000 hours of surveillance video, and they determined that over time, about 420 people had dropped off their ballots, but there were 1,255 ballots in the box. What does that tell you? Well, when you look at the numbers, the judge decided, you know what? The winner only won by 251. And if there were that many more extra ballots that had been submitted to this box, that obviously something happened that shouldn't have happened, and it made a difference in the vote potentially. So he threw out the whole election. So that just happened yesterday. And y'all, why I'm telling you that story about a mayoral election in Connecticut is because it doesn't matter what level we're talking about. I don't care if you're running for dog catcher. It matters that the elections have integrity. It matters that you can go to the polls and trust that your vote's going to count. And it matters that your vote's going to count just as much as anybody else's. So as we move forward in this 2024 season, I mean, the big sexy vote is the president, right? The big sexy vote is who's running for president? Who do you like to be sitting in the Oval Office? But I'm just telling you right now, down to the lowest possible level, down to the town council in the little bittiest town in your entire, you know, realm, it matters. And you want to know that when you cast that vote, that it's going to work out. So when we get back from this, I'll wrap this up and I'll tell you about a few things that are happening. But then I'll also tell you, by the way, about some of the ways that Trump is having to deal with attacks to his very ability to even be on a ballot. I mean, it's a heck of a thing when you got voter laws that are not only being questioned, they're being misconstrued, and now they're in court. Well, that's an issue. That's a big issue. And yeah, it's got to be dealt with now. I don't know if the Supreme Court's going to wind up having to get involved or not, But I can tell you this, in Colorado, the case got a little bit bigger, and then Michigan, and then Minnesota. I mean, the very idea that the lead candidate, former president of the United States, is struggling to have to fight legally just to keep his name on the ballot, that's absolutely wrong. And that, by the way, is what I would call a legal challenge to voter integrity. All right, listen, we got music playing, I do believe, so y'all stand by. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll take a break right now. We will be right back.